Online Podcast 238. Surprise, surprise! Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast back at the studio. Boy, what are you doing? Don't attack my bag, boy! I'm podcasting with two cats. I'm podcasting with the kitties. They are both... Boy! You are crazy. I'm going to take some pictures so that you get to see what's going on here. Chai is on the floor. I have a mess here. I have my bag and I have my computer equipment down on the floor. And Chai is hyperactive. Don't even think about it. No. Don't. Okay, so I'm taking pictures of the boy and of the girl. Dasha? Hey, Dasha. Baby girl. Oh, you're so pretty. My girl is so pretty. Dasha's so pretty. I'm taking a bunch of Oh, girly, you are so pretty. Are you helping Daddy podcasting? Hey, Tasha? Oh, look at you. You are so pretty with the equipment. You are such a good girl. Pretty girly girl. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking too much to the kids. Girly girl. Oh, you are so pretty. Anyway, I took a bunch of pictures, so I'll be posting those on Flickr, most probably. Oh, you are so pretty, Tasha girl. Tasha, you were so sweet. Okay, anyway. Welcome back to the studio. Why am I back in the studio? I find myself... Everything is back to normal, isn't it? I've been on and off with the whole emotional thing. And I just started to have a better... I was feeling better, and then all of a sudden, one day, I just, you know, was hit with the whole same emotional thing. And what I realized is that my biggest issue is trust. I think I have issue with trusting people, and it has to do with my own control freak nature. I don't want to let go, and I don't trust other people. And... because I've been hurt before, and that's not an excuse to say that I don't trust people, but I just have that issue. So I thought about that, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's unfair. I should really be dealing with that myself. And so I've, you know, sort of leave things back to where it's supposed to be, you know, before I get all worried and concerned, all crap, you know. As of now, I'm feeling better, but of course, you know, it's an emotional thing, so it goes up and down very quickly. But hopefully, this revelation... Chai, you better stop. This whole... not revelation, what is it called? The, boy, do you want to go out? Out. This whole thing, what is it called? Enlightenment. You know, the moment when I realized that, oh my gosh, it's a trust issue, you know, I don't trust other people, and it's very hard for me, and I'm working on it, and hopefully that's gonna, I think that's the main cause of why I was sad, and I was emotionally drained and disturbed by things. So, let's move on. And the reason why I like the studio recording is because I'm speaking right into the microphone. And it's, you know, something that I call it the close miking technique, you know, where I speak very up close to the microphone. And I just, you know, just a certain quality about it. Even though I like the binaural microphone recordings, but I still like this whole studio thing. I was lazy and I was very busy, and that makes laziness a lot easier to... I mean, that makes... a good excuse for me to use all my binaural recordings. Last week, you get to hear a recording that I did that I never posted when I was in Penang. And also posted a video called Shake It Baby on my website, online at G, no, onlinepodcast.com. And you can go over there and take a look at the video if you are not subscribed to the video. Most people are, however, I think. And so I do make notes that over the last few weeks, things that I want to talk about. And I think when I'm doing stuff in a hurry, when I'm really busy, I just, girl, what are you doing? Are you really wanting to help, girl? She's walking all over my desk. Are you want to jump now? Hey, kitties. Hey. Okay, I caught them in action, like pawing, clawing each other. Hey. You guys need to go out. Boy need to go out. Oh, I could. Okay, Daddy needs to do a show. So, boy, you please go out, okay? Thank you, please. Thank you, please. Girl, you stay with Daddy. Girl, you stay here. And let's see, I'm back here. So it's easier to talk to you like this way. And I feel like I'm talking to you now. And when I'm using the binaural microphone, sometimes I feel kind of odd and self-conscious about, talking to the air. And right now, I sort of have a microphone in front of me, and it's easier. It's like I have a focus, you know? So let's talk about and another person that does a lot of this close miking technique, I call it, is Nick Thomas. And I talked about Nick Thomas two shows ago, and he responded on his show as well. And I just want to let you know if you are subscribed to Nick Thomas's podcast, and if you want to continue listening to his podcast, you can you would have to resubscribe to his new feed. The feed is over on what am I called? Ding dong. It's over on you go to nickthomas.org and you will be able to get to his new podcast. Just go to nickthomas.org and you have to be careful. There are pictures that might be appropriate for workplace or when you have young kids around. Just so you know, there is some nudity. Frontal nudity of males and also like penis. Anyway, I want to talk about Nick Thomas a little bit. The reason why I listen to Nick Thomas is because I find that, and he mentioned that on his podcast too, he is very sexual. And he talk about that very openly, which I appreciate as long as it's coming of genuine, as long as it's not doing that as a show or what? I'm not saying that he's a phony. I'm just saying that he is talking about it to the point of making that as his shtick. You know, that is his thing is to talk about sex, his sexcapades, and which is fine. And I do admit that I forward through some things because it's getting old. It's the same old thing to me. You can do whatever you want. I'm sure a lot of his followers are actually very happy that he's talking about that, which is actually a good thing. And all shows have their own styles, have their own content. I talk about my fat all the time, which I'm grabbing right now, my fat. Ugh. And so it's completely his. But what really got me was when he gets more and go beyond that. That is when I find it to be exciting. And I still find it to be exciting, and that's why I'm still subscribed to the show. And plus, if I'm subscribed to your show now, don't expect me to subscribe to your show next week. I don't want to have the burden of I'm you know, are you still listening to me? Are you still listening to me? I hate that whole all this approval or assurance things that podcasters want. I don't expect anyone to listen to my show, and I don't assume I would usually ask you your question because you know I know people move on and people sample different podcasts. So I know I've said that a million times, but I'm going to continue saying that. Don't expect me to listen to your show next week. This is what I'm going to say. However, Nick Thomas, I'm very very intrigued by his, I don't know. Okay, Nick, he's probably listening to this. I do not assume, but I assume, if you do listen to this, I'm sure he does. But anyway, what I find Nick Thomas interesting is not his sexcapades. It's his emotional side that, you know, it's a slightly deeper side of him. I'm not saying that sex is shallow. Well, kind of. Not really. But you know what I'm saying. It's when it goes deeper beyond that, that really excites me. And I know he doesn't like to do interviews. He doesn't like to be questioned. But I still hope that I can have him on online and we can actually chat. What I want to know more about is, he sounded, and correct me if I'm incorrect here, Nick, is that I sense and find interesting is when I see that spark of loneliness in him that is sometimes sad during his talk about his sexcapades. And I don't know whether I'm just ultra sensitive or am I just putting too much thought into it. I just see that person, you know, and a very sweet person. Of course, we are so quick to judge when people are sexual. We are so quick to judge that somebody's sexual and they are a bad person. It is so untrue. And I see beyond the person that he portrays mostly, not all the time, mostly on his podcast. And that's the person that I'm excited and interested in finding out. And every once in a while, like, you know, he steps back and he becomes this completely different other person, which I think because when he talk about stuff that he's comfortable talking, like, you know, sex and all that, it's a reassurance thing when he hear back from other listeners. So I don't know, I'm just assuming. However, what I really want to see is the person deep down. What really gave me I wasn't listening to him for a while, and when I was traveling somewhere, I was flying somewhere. I was flying to Malaysia. Maybe I was flying to Malaysia. So in February, I was listening to one of his shows, and he was out talking to, and it was during the, I don't remember, but he was talking about his roommate, and he broke down and cried during his recording, and that touched me. That sort of raw emotion touched me. And that is what kept me, continue listening and try to find out a little bit more about this person, Nick Thomas. So that's my thought about Nick. So if you want to listen to Nick Thomas's podcast, go to nickthomas.org, nickthomas.org, and then click on the podcast link. And I do like the new website, Nick. I do like the new layout of the website. And, okay, so, right. Okay, let me see. Okay, I feel more like myself now, you know, when I'm, like, doing the show I felt so disconnected, disoriented almost when I'm doing my rush recordings for the last few weeks. I felt like they were crap, but, you know, it's at least it reflects my busyness in my schedule. I've been working so much over the weekend. It's crazy. In fact, right now, yes, I have just finished a whole day of work, and then I have a whole day of work tomorrow, and I need to get all my podcasts ready and posted by tomorrow and get it out there. So I'm feeling more like myself now. as you can tell from the verb. What am I gonna say? I found do I want to talk about it? No, I don't have his music, so I don't want to talk about him yet. Oh yeah, no, yeah, Jay Brandon, yeah, oh yeah. Let me play a bit of his stuff. And I do have permission playing his stuff, though. And this track is called Half Boyfriend by Jay Brennan. I heard him on...
I don't know where we're going.
Where is it?
But I know we've gone too far, and I hope it isn't showing. But I think I love you, and I can't believe you're leaving. Just when I let you in, and when you had me believing, I could feel again.
I heard him from Interesting Podcast. Oh no, it's a new name now. What? Jaded City, sorry. JadedCity.com.
I could give a million reasons why we should
so
not.
So here's
be
a sample
friends.
Of his song, Half Boyfriend. I like the words, you know. It's he's a gay singer, a gay songwriter, a gay composer, and therefore stuff that he writes directly hits you as a gay person.
You'll grow up someday. You're the pill I never wanted to take. An anti-misanthrope. Mine was the heart I never thought you would break. My one hope was that I'd survive you.
Jay Brennan. He's actually on iTunes, so I actually bought all his stuff from iTunes. He has a My Face. I call it My Face. My Space. Page 2.
I've shown up for you in ways that boy never would, but I know you'll go back to him. And
I wonder if it's jbrennan.com. I'll check.
Go backwards, cause I'm going on ahead, and one day you'll wish that you had stuck with me.
Oops, did I just crash iTunes? I did. Whoops! I just crashed iTunes. jbrennan.com. It's jaybrannan.com. Oh, he was actually in that show, What Bus? Short Bus, which I haven't watched yet. I have the movie. Steve. I don't know if Steve's still listening, but he's been a busy whore. If you do listen, Steve, I haven't watched it yet. So anyway, I don't know if he still listens. I don't think he does. But anyway, who cares? Let's go back to that. So anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. Go to jbrennan.com, find out more about his music. You can buy it on iTunes. I bought mine on iTunes and absolutely love the songs. And the one that really strike me is that one, Half Boyfriend. There's also, what is the other one that really was good? The Ever After, Ever Happily Ever After or something. What is it called? Jay Brennan. Let me do a search so I can find it. There are stuff that I want to talk about too, not besides just music. Jay Brennan. Here it is. Ever After Happily. Very interesting. So I won't play the whole song for you, but you have, because it's too long, 4 minutes or almost five. But it's a cool take. And he's cute, Jay Brennan is. But see if you can identify as a gay person here if you are gay. Beautiful music, first of all.
The smell of a candle freshly burned out. The light of the clock shines on my skin like a sickly green moonlight on a pale white day's decay. I try to wipe you from my memory, but your face won't fade away. Another boy kissed me today. I laughed in his mouth. It's not funny that I'm not kissing you. I'm not laughing because we fell through. It's the stories they told us when we were younger about life and love. How our happiness sweetest lies in the hands of another, who'd fly in on the wings of a dove, 'cause that's the way the fairy tale goes. Boy meets girl and they wed with roses, and that's not the way it seems to be, and I'm pissed that they lied to me.
See, can you identify?
Boy meets boy and boy runs away, girl meets girl and she's afraid to stay. We end up home alone watching court TV, not living ever after happily.
Not living ever after ever happily. Ever after happily. So yeah, interesting, isn't it? A good take of the whole fairy tale thing that we were told as we were children, you know. So interesting, a very good artist, and I encourage you to go over to jbrennan.com. There are some free tracks that you can download on his website as well, jbrennan.com, and check it out. You can buy songs from iTunes as well. Yes, you can buy tunes from iTunes as well. Yes. So stuff that I want to talk about, besides, that was completely, totally unplanned. I have other stuff to talk about too. Oh, my mom. My mom, I have a picture, you can find it on Flickr, I'll try to link it, but you can, if you go through my Flickr pictures, you can probably find where, about a month ago, when Pinoy Boy and Peter visited, they are from the ohmypod.net podcast, and when they came and visit, I went to, it was the same weekend that I found out that my mom had to go to the hospital because when she was playing badminton, her shuttlecock hit her eye, you know, from the other player, hit her eyeball directly and wounded her, and there was bleeding over her, whatever, her retina or whatever. And so she has to go to the hospital because the blood clot is blocking her vision entirely. So she lost sight there for, 8-10 hours. And they put medication on her, blah-de-blah, monitor her, and she's finally able to see again. Not exactly totally clear anymore, so she may have to change her prescription glasses, but the doctor said, you know, she might not actually get her vision back completely, just on one side of the eyes. But, you know, she doesn't really mind. You know, I just really admire my mom. Is, and religion plays a huge part for her. And she's just so trusting and leave it up to God is what she would call it, right? And she doesn't let things bring her down, you know, and I think that's the beauty of her religion. You know, it brings her joy, and she doesn't use her religion to attack other people. And talking about that, I saw there is he has this, you know, W. Bush sticker on his car, right? And he has all these ugly stickers on his cars, and one of them says, "Tolerance is for people without conviction." I mean, how big of a bigot is, you know, he's just disgusting. And the sad thing is he has a fish with the Jesus thing on the, you know, it's like Jesus is being eaten by a big fish, you know? You know I'm talking about, the sticker with that little fish thingy for a Christian fish, right? And inside there's the word Jesus. And how disgraceful is that, you know, doing to the name of that person, you know, with that sticker? The whole tolerance is for people without conviction. And then underneath that is Jesus. It's like, oh yeah, Jesus taught me that. What a disgrace, you know. And all those bigots, I have to say, really missed the points. And if they really want to be judgmental, especially to gay people, and I'm talking specifically about myself, being gay and being used, the religion is, with the name of religion, I become evil. And again, like I said, you know, I'm going to have to talk about this in a different show, but I just want to say that it's so sad because if they really are true Christians who follow the word of Jesus, as they proclaim it and stickers everywhere, they wouldn't have done everything that they are doing to anyone, no matter how big a sinner you think the other person is. People are too quick to judge, though, especially those little righteous religious pigs. Anyway, I'm done with that. So anyway, I took a shuttlecock picture, talking about my mom, yes. I took a shuttlecock picture being attacked by this gigantic shuttlecock because I went to the Nelson Atkins Museum here in Kansas City, and they have this gigantic shuttlecock in the park as one of the art display in the sculpture garden. And so I took a picture of me being attacked by a shuttlecock and sent it to my mom. She thought it was funny. I know she'd like it. Oh, she said, my parents got a new car. So wonderful. Anyway, let me see. Oh, I want to say hi to Greg from KC. Greg from Kansas City wrote me an email. Let me see if I can find it. He wrote me a while back. Oh, he sent me a picture. He's kind of hot. I have a hot Kansas City listener. If there's more hot cancer listeners out there, please send me pictures. Anyway, Greg, let's see if I can find an email from him. Let me see. Oh, yeah, he sent me a picture. Let's see. Here's a picture of me, he says, from the trip to New Orleans. And it was taken, he says, in the St. Louis Cathedral in Jackson Square. And he said he's not very photogenic. But looking at his pictures, if you're not photogenic and you still look this good, that's wonderful. But you know what, Greg? You look kind of familiar. I don't know if I've met you somewhere or maybe you've just seen me at my work. Because I do work retail, so I don't know. But yeah, if you see me on this, I don't think, and you're white. I was going to say, you're white people in a white people city, and so it's very hard for me to pick you out. I don't know, that picture is not very big of him. I mean, face-wise, I'm not talking about that. You know what I mean? Sorry, Greg. I assume that you're still listening, but anyway, if you are, that message was for you. But thank you for writing, though, and we definitely, he suggested some things about train stuff, you know, taking the train and all that, because he's also a train person, and so is Bruce. So yeah, and Bruce is building his train set right now, and he also liked trains in general, so, you know, passenger trains and all that. I have several other stories that I want Bruce to tell you guys, and whenever he feels like sharing his stories on the podcast, I'll have him tell you. He's so sweet. Anyway, yeah, he's like the nicest, sweetest hubby. Toilet paper. Oh, I'm looking at my list here, and there are several things I want to talk about. I don't know if I can get through all that because it's already 28 minutes. Oh, I want to talk about this because I was going on. I was taking the escalator up. To a movie theater with Bruce one night. Oh yeah, we were watching The Bourne Ultimatum, and I went there, and we watched, on the way up, it just reminded me of this thing. You know, I'm from Malaysia, I'm from Penang specifically, and if you're listening to this, and if you're from Penang, if you know places in Penang, do you know there's this place, our church, you know, I attend this church called the on Macalister Road, and I was the altar boy. No, I was not molested. Thank you, please. I was not molested. I was an altar boy, but nothing happened. Good God. Thank goodness. Can you imagine how screwed up I would be if I was molested? I don't know why I said that, but, you know, that was part of the joke, you know, the whole thing. yes, I know that was just, you know, yes, joke. So anyway, I was an altar boy, and my mom would take me to for ice cream, if food reward, oh my gosh, my food issue since I was a child. Would take me and get ice cream after church. But that's not the story, though. But the story is about the Wisma Central. Our church, next to our church, is a It was like a shopping complex. There are some stores in there, and there's an escalator. And I've at that time, it's very rare to get to see escalators. There are several places like Chaurasta Market and in Wisma Central. There's two places that I knew that has escalators, and I just love those kind of stuff, right? You know, that was like my first round of anything electronic or gadget, the sort of kind of stuff. And you know, escalator sort of falls into that whole category for me. And I was very excited, but the escalator only goes up. It doesn't come down. So I would, after church, I would at least grab my brother or grab my sister or my cousin or my mom or my dad and ask for a few rounds of escalator rides. And sometimes I'll be disappointed because it won't be turned on because it's Sunday. But most of the time I'll be okay. I would, you know, take the escalator. I was like, going up the escalator, and then take the stairs down, and then going up the escalator again, then come back down. Crazy stuff excites me. So that was the escalator story. I thought I would just, you know, put it in the can, so to speak, so that when I get older, or when I die, no, yeah, I'm not planning to die that early, but when I die, some of my personal stories, I find it to be kind of like a little heartwarming stories for me because it meant something. It was sweet, so I thought I would mention that so that it would maybe be passed down to a few hundred people out there. And when you think about me, you can think of the escalator that I used to ride on a Sunday after church without being molested. Anyway. Joking aside, it's still nice. Escalator. Let's see here. Okay, Greg, we talk about Greg. And okay, one other thing I want to talk about. This is kind of embarrassing. Several weeks ago, and you all know that I have this new phone that I have, and I'm very excited. And the SMS application, or whatever you call it, widget or whatever on the phone, it's really nice to use. And I have unlimited mobile-to-mobile texting, and so it makes it very nice and easy to just carry on a conversation because it's just like this SMS program. It's like a chat. You have the bubble back and forth, you know, my bubble and his bubble, and we'll talk back and forth. And sometimes whoever's conversation you left last will be up on the first screen when you touch on the SMS icon. So I was chatting most of the time with Bruce, right? Most of the time I'll be chatting with Bruce, but every once in a while I'll be chatting with like Peter from Oh My Pod, and I'll be chatting with Pinoy Boy from Oh My Pod, and you know, some of my coworkers and friends. And I think I cleared that conversation otherwise. Maybe let me go back and see if I still have that conversation on my phone. No, cancel. I don't want to get online yet. No, I deleted the conversation. But anyway, so Pinoy Boy knows this. I don't know what he told. I gave him permission to tell Peter because it was sort of embarrassing. Anyway, without realizing that the last conversation was actually with Pinoy Boy, I started the conversation thinking that it was Bruce because, you know, that's what I usually do. I get into SMS and then I just start typing. And it was something about something, you know, it's like, I'll see you at home or something, or something, nothing too crazy, right? And then, of course, being me, the naughty little me, I have to say something naughty, right, to my hubby. And of course, it's all appropriate when he's your hubby, right? Without realizing that Pinoy Boy was the person receiving it, I actually typed, I'll lick you tonight. Something I don't forget, I forgot. Pinoy Boy, if you remember what the first part of the conversation was, it was something about I'll see you tonight or something. I did something normal, and then follow up with that, you know, I'll lick you tonight. And without even realizing, I was starting to When I sent the message, it didn't even come to me that it was the wrong person. And then I was like, you know, why didn't Bruce respond to that? And then I realized when I go back to the SMS next, like, oh my god, shit, it was Pinoy Boy. So I have to send a message to him explaining. It was like, oh my gosh, sorry, that wasn't meant to be for you, those two messages I sent him. And so he responded back to something like, I said, don't tell anyone. Of course, now I tell everyone. I said, don't tell anyone. But then he replied that, yes, I won't tell anyone, but you sure know how to make a man blush. So that was his response. I don't remember exactly what I sent him. So if you remember, Pinoy Boy, if you're still listening, put it in the comment or something, whatever. So that was a very embarrassing. Oh, my gosh. So be careful who you send the message to. Girl, don't scratch. Girl, no. Don't scratch the chair. Yes, good girl. And, yikes, I've got cat hair in my mouth. So, yeah, that's probably going to be about it. Yeah, I guess so. Don't really know what else I'm going to talk about, right? Let's see. I'm going to see if I can play a bit of Jay Brennan again. Where's my... Am I playing? Girl, don't scratch! No! What's the problem, girly girl? Oops, here you go. Anyway, thank you for listening to Online Podcast. Go check out the music by Jay Brennan. I'm really kind of glad that I'm back in the studio. I think it lets me get into the groove back more. I think I was kind of lost it there for a while. But I want you to pay attention to the last few words of Jay Brennan's song, the song Ever After Happily. And take care, all of you, and I'll see you next week. And check out for videos or whatever. Go to onlinepodcast.com frequently. Check out pictures. Listen to this line. And don't forget to smile, ladies. Take care, you all. Goodbye. Mwah.
Starting today, we'll tell the story my way. The king of imperfection takes back the prince of mistakes.
All right. Oops, that was... crap. That was a transitional thing. The 10-second transition I put on there. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to smile once again, okay? Take care, babies. Bye.